Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Leslie Grossman back on the show. Leslie has been a great member of our Brain Trust now for a dozen years. She is a leadership coach extraordinaire. She is has been a visage chair for a number of years now. She's got several folks that she works with and helps them along the way. She's a co-founder of Women's Leadership Exchange, and she is the author of Selfstation and Link Out. And she is a great management leadership mind and one of our favorites. Leslie Grossman, welcome back to the show.
Happy to be here this morning.
It's good to have you back. So I know one of the things that you want to talk about today are some of the things, some of the habits that highly effective women leaders do, whether if they're habits that they demonstrate. Tell us about them.
I do, because one of the things that has become more and more clear to me, the more and more research that I've done and that others have done, is that girls get good habits when they are little girls. They are taught certain things. To be quiet, to be ladylike, to be very polite, to listen to their elders, to not interrupt. All those things that they're taught as girls work well for them.
Don't get dirty.
Right. I mean, just be pleasant, embrace everyone,
don't make anyone feel uncomfortable. Don't climb up in the tree, stay away from the boys.
Yeah, I mean, all the things that girls are taught work well for them in school and in college. But when they get to the business world, they don't work very well.
Yeah.
Then suddenly, all that politeness holds them back.
Hmm.
All that, you know, having a voice at a meeting, they don't speak out. All those things they learned and were reinforced for so long are not working for them.
Let me give you a quick little story. Years ago, we were having Thanksgiving with my family, and my grandsons were there. They're just little animals, you know. And so I'm having to say, Aaron, please eat your mashed potatoes with a fork. Please don't eat them with your fingers, right? That's my grandson. So the next day, I'm with my wife's family, and her nieces, who are the same age as my grandsons, say to me, Uncle Jim, elbows off the table, please. Now, that's the difference in how boys come up and the girls come up, right?
Right.
My grandson's a little animal.
Yeah.
My little niece, you know, she's worried about whether I'm prim and proper, whether I'm proper at the table or not. It's two different things, isn't it?
Exactly. And that's all learned. That's all learned behavior. And it's
Now, wait, time out. I really do want to talk about this. When you say learned, I don't think anybody had to teach my grandson to use his fingers for mashed potatoes. I don't think anybody said, you need to be an animal. I think he just did it because he's a little boy.
Right. But with the girls, it's more learned behavior.
But if we had tried to take my grandsons and say elbows off the table, it wouldn't have worked.
Well, you don't know.
I think little girls take to that sort of training better than boys would.
Right, because the role models. Too. Remember,
okay. All
they've
right.
got the mother.
This is really an important question. I will try not to get into trouble. Do you believe that women, because of who they are and how they're made, they're all the parts of women, all the elements of a woman, of a female? You don't think that they are already predisposed to be polite and quiet and that sort of thing?
I don't think they are. I think there
really?
Are certain things. There are, look, our brains are different. Female brains and male brains are different. There's no doubt about
that. Testosterone is aggressive. Estrogen
right.
is not.
Right. So there
isn't
are
that,
certain
that part
things
of it?
About that. But a lot of it is habits. It's a combination of the two things.
I completely agree with that.
So and I'm not saying we shouldn't teach girls those things, but we have to teach the other things too. The things they're going to need later. So, and that doesn't happen. So the end result is that when women become girls transformed to women, and they are in the business world, and they want to succeed. They go about it in a different way, and it doesn't always work. In fact, often it doesn't work.
Well, what you're saying is once you get to the marketplace, eating mashed potatoes with your fingers is going to prepare you more than having your elbows off the table.
It will.
Yeah.
And it's a very, it's an interesting way to put it, you know, but you're right. And so we need to look at those habits.
Leslie, I need your website. I got to take a quick break.
LeslieGrossmanLeadership.com.
Check it out, folks. You'll be glad you did. She and I will be right back. More to come, and you never know what kind of trouble I'm liable to get into with this conversation. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.